The year was 1994 when Charlotte Smith stepped onto the court for the North Carolina Tar Heels in a women's basketball national championship game. With less than a second to go and down by two, Charlotte gets the inbound pass, throws up a prayer, and sinks the shot to clinch the title. One of the greatest shots in the history of college basketball. But unlike any fairy tale story that you may hear, this wasn't the end of Charlotte's story. As someone that won individual honors, played professional basketball, and coached teams that won championships, Charlotte has spent a lifetime chasing that euphoric high that she found when she hit that shot in 1994. Through this journey, however, Charlotte has learned that Christ should be the one that she is chasing, not these special moments that live in her mind. Although she looks fondly on those moments, she has learned that Christ provides that satisfaction that she's been searching for. Charlotte Smith joins the show today to talk about how Christ has affected her life as an athlete, as a coach, and as a human being. Throughout our discussion today, you will learn a lot about what she has gone through, and you will also learn of something special that I Am Second has done with her. Make sure to go check out the new film that I Am Second made of Charlotte's life with the link in the description to learn and see more about what she has gone through while pursuing Christ as an athlete. This video is amazing. It speaks so much to you, what God has done in Charlotte's life, and you are not going to regret it. But for now, let's get into it today with Charlotte Smith. Welcome back to the Competing for Christ podcast. I'm Ken Burke, and today we are talking to Coach Charlotte Smith, a woman that needs no introduction at all. Coach, thanks for joining the show today. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great on this Good Friday.
Yeah, awesome. We are recording on Good Friday. Coach, you've had an unbelievable career as an athlete, as a coach, and I recently learned you were the second player, women's basketball player ever to dunk in an NCAA game. That's insane. And I want to talk to you about all of those things, but I also listened to a song that you released in 2021 called Walk in Your Greatness. Is there anything that you can't do?
I can't sew.
You can't? Well, hey, if that's the only thing you can't do, I think you've lived a good life. Goodness gracious. But yeah, that's your resume speaks for itself, and I can't thank you enough for joining the show today. But the first question I wanted to ask you is, as you look back at your life, how have you seen Christ direct your life through sports?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I just think orchestrating like how I approach what I do now, you know, so because as you grow in Christ, you realize that the greatest mission is to honor him and to bring glory to his name. And so it keeps me mindful of my greater purpose and why I do what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And how for those listening, can you take us through, you know, your collegiate experience? And obviously you went and prayed and played in the pros. What was that experience like for you? Was it always just an honor to be out there, or was it kind of stressful at times?
It was a little bit of both. You know, it was an honor to be out there, to be able to do what I love, to be able to play at the highest level as a pro, to play at the collegiate level. It was my dream to play college basketball. As a little girl, it was my dream to be a pro. And what was ironic about that was at that time, there were no professional leagues when I was a little girl. So I always dreamt about growing up and playing in the NBA. But as I was growing up, you know, everything was centered around just what I could do for myself and not necessarily what I could do to bring him glory.
Yeah, that's always a struggle that I feel so many athletes struggle with, is they want to bring glory to God, but they struggle with that bringing glory to themselves. And, you know, there's a famous shot that your name is attached to, and I think you've probably been asked about it every single day since that 1994 shot. But can you explain how it felt to sink that shot to win a national championship? Like, how, I'm sure you were just on cloud nine for the rest of like the month and years to come.
Yeah, it was an amazing accomplishment to think about having a vision of becoming national champions and that coming to fruition within a matter of 3 years. So it was just a lot of hard work, a lot of focus. And it was a dream come true, because as a little girl, I used to practice in my backyard, you know, hitting a game winning shot, you know, so to be able to do that at the highest level of your collegiate career on the biggest stage, a national championship game, it was something that I'll never forget. And it was something that really catapulted women's basketball to the next level.
Yeah, I think you're seeing those dividends pay off nowadays. I mean, women's basketball is skyrocketing every single place, every single level, pro, professional, collegiate, high school. But for yourself, you've explained that for quite a long time after that shot, you try to recreate that, you call it a euphoric high. What did you learn, or what did you learn as you tried to pursue that for the rest of your playing career?
Frustration.
Yeah.
Frustration. Yeah. You know, it was like every year in the WNBA, you know, when you hit those euphoric highs, like that's the highest of the highs. When you think about the collegiate level, winning the national championship and hitting the game winning shot. So this is back before social media was a big buzz. You know, to be on the George Michael Sports Machine show, to be on the cover of magazines, to have Robin Roberts come to your campus, Stuart Scott come to your campus to interview you, that was big time. And so, you know, you're trying to recreate those euphoric highs on the next level, and not being able to do that was very frustrating. But it was one of those moments where it all came to a screeching halt when God asked me, you know, what have you done for me, and how are you trying to bring me glory at this point in time in your life?
Was there a specific instance that happened to you, or did you kind of figure that out over time?
You know, it was just over time and just being frustrated year after year in the WNBA of not being able to be an all-star, not being able to win a championship. So it was just, you know, year after year and over time building up frustration.
Yeah, that's, I mean, for all athletes out there, it can be so frustrating when you do make a good play one time, and then the next, you know, however many years, you're trying to recreate that and trying to get back to that point. But Coach, the reason that you're on today is because the I Am Second made a video about you and your life and your journey up until this point. One thing that I learned from that video is how your first professional opportunity in Italy was really a transformative time for your faith. Why do you think it took being away from, you know, miles and thousands of miles away from your family and getting out of your comfort zone for God to show you who He is?
It forces you to be still. It forces you to be in a quiet space. And because overseas, that's all you have is time.
Yeah.
Time to think and time to wish that you were home. So, you know, with so much time on my hands, I thought, you know, this would be a great opportunity to really dive into the Word and try to grow closer to God.
Yeah, when I went off to college as well, I had that very similar experience. I was 15 hours away from my family, and it seems like, you know, your faith becomes your own at that point, because up until that time, you really, you know, you kind of go to church because your parents tell you to go to church, or you're just kind of going in between the motions. But, you know, that's not for everybody's story, but that was, I related to you with that. How have your experiences as a player shaped you, how you coach?
Well, it forces me to have, you know, a lot of empathy, because I've experienced so many different things as a collegiate player, you know, and as a pro. You know, it wasn't until I reached the professional level that I knew what it felt like to not be a starter, to not play. And I'm grateful for those situations, because it makes me be able to not only sympathize, but empathize with those who don't play, because I know what that feels like. I know, you know, when the coach is looking down at the end of the bench, you're thinking to yourself, you know, pick me. So it has made me have more compassion and be able to empathize and be able to be transparent about some of the experiences that I had to help them realize that I do understand.
How do you show your players that there is more than basketball in this life? Because it can be such an identity complex for every athlete out there.
It's just sharing my journey, you know, being transparent about the struggles that I had, the identity crises that I had in terms of trying to recreate success and just coming up empty, feeling empty. So it's really, I always say that your transparency can be the key to somebody else's victory. So I just share my truth with my players.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's a great, great piece of advice. And as you have had similar, I guess you could say, highs as a coach, I mean, you were a conference championships, coach of the year, you have the most wins ever at Elon. How different is that feeling now that you have a relationship with Jesus?
Well, it's different because I have a different perspective and a different understanding about my greater purpose.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, I tell my players, I got more rings than I got fingers. So, and I don't even wear any of them, you know, because I treasure all of those special things like in my heart. So I think it's given me a balanced perspective about, you know, worldly success and eternal success.
Yeah, I feel like that means so much more to your players as well, because you know, you've been at the pinnacle of every level that you've played at, and you know, you still relate, you still say to them like, hey, this is not it. This is not what this life is about. It's something way more impactful and way more eternal and infinite. I think that's so great to have coaches out there that have that perspective as well. But how can athletes remember that there can't be a separation between your faith and sports? And I you've touched on that a little bit. How can they remember that God wants to be in every single piece of their lives, including sports?
I think, you know, just reminding them of their greater purpose. And I think our staff does a really good job of that. You know, we talk about how life is bigger than basketball. I keep a flat basketball in my office on the desk to remind them that, you know, eventually the ball will stop bouncing. Eventually the fans will stop clapping. You know, so what do you do when the applause stops? So trying to help them keep a healthy balance just by constantly reminding them of their greater purpose. Like every day in practice, we have a quote for the day or a thought for the day that's keeping them in constant remembrance of the importance of things outside of sports.
That's a good idea with the flat basketball. Did you come up with that idea by yourself?
No, it was something that I saw online that a coach had done before. And I thought that was a really good idea, you know, because sometimes we need visual things to keep us in remembrance of our goals and our values.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right on par because I'm such a visual person, too. I need to see it in order to understand it. And speaking of seeing amazing, incredible things, you witnessed Michael Jordan growing up, and that was, you know, somebody that you looked up to, as I've learned, throughout your entire career as an athlete. And something that Jordan has and yourself had was such a competitive drive. How have you really understood how to balance that competitive drive with listening to God's voice and understanding what he has for you?
That's the tricky hard part, is trying to keep that balance. Because honestly, I hate to lose. I probably hate to lose more than I love to win. And that's where, you know, it's just constantly reminding yourself of your purpose, you know, because this year was a big struggle. We lost a lot of games. And I think what helped me to not lose it, completely lose it, is just remembering my greater purpose is to help them become all that Christ has called them to be. So I think once you finally get it in terms of your why and what you're doing, it helps you to wake up that next morning to realize, okay, the sun came out, the wind didn't, the loss didn't shut the whole entire world down. And they're always looking to you as a leader to feel your energy and what you're bringing to the table. So it's like that next day, that next morning of just trying to have a healthy perspective of it's a new day, it's a new opportunity to get back on track.
Is it harder losing now, or was it harder losing as a player?
I think it was harder losing as a player because at that point in time, you know, I had a little bit more control over the outcome.
Right.
And so it's like when you have a more control over the outcome, you're always struggling with, okay, well, what did I not do well and what can I do better to help the outcome be different?
Yeah, that's a great perspective. And yeah, Coach, this has been awesome. I have one last question for you before we get off here. I'm sure it's easy to get caught up in, you know, the nostalgia of your playing days or the future of what your coaching career might have. How do you rely on Christ to keep you in the present?
Just by staying connected every single day. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not in communion with God and just trying to ask him, you know, and it's a partnership. You know, what are our goals for today, Lord? You know, who am I supposed to reach today? What am I supposed to accomplish today? Whose life am I supposed to transform today? So I think just, you know, it's when you've been in a relationship with God for so long, he's the first thing that you think about in the morning. Yeah. And just thinking about how can I honor him with my day?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. That's so amazing. And it's so great to hear that from a coach that has achieved everything. You've pretty much achieved everything that you want, but you're still going back because you know there's still more out there and you still want to glorify God in that. But Coach, thank you so much for joining the show today. It was an honor to chat with you, and I'm so thankful that there are coaches like that, like you out there, that are sticking out for Christ. So thank you.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
For all you listening out there, please make sure to subscribe to the show and share this episode with an athlete that you know. It always means so much to me every time anybody does that. But if you do not get anything else from this, just remember this: Jesus loves you, and he's going to fight for you no matter what. Talk to y'all next time.